This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell everyone I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place.
You ever seen the video for this song?
Oh, yeah. With the stars and stripes.
Very well done.
You bet.
And he put it out on the anniversary of 9/11, like, I don't know, 5-6 years after 9/11. And yeah, kind of one of those 9/11 inspired songs. And what a guy. Aaron Tippin. Kevin's going to get him booked on the show here one of these days.
I've been trying. You guys busy. I don't know what.
Somebody texted a question last night. What's the name of that song? And it's actually kind of long for a song. It's like right here. Yeah. Right here.
An eagle flies.
That's it. Where the stars and stripes and the eagles fly.
Yeah, exactly right. Pretty good. All right, we have more of our conversation with Kelly Armstrong. We actually recorded that just to finish the answer to the questions that came in. And he also told us about a bombshell piece of information that they have found coordination. I know this is going to shock. Todd is just going to fall out of his chair. Kevin is going to be aghast. They found coordination between the Secretary of Education and the National School Board Association. So then they get Merrick Garland to write a letter saying, if you're, if your parents going to school board meetings, you're a terrorist. How shocked are you guys? They didn't even fall off their chair. They're like,
it should knock me over with a feather. Yeah.
But what's funny about this is it's so obvious it's happening, but now there's a paper trail behind it, and that's good. So we're going to ask Kelly, should the Secretary of Education be fired? Should Merrick Garland be fired? I mean, Republicans could call for that stuff all day long, like a Tony Fauci or for this story, and it doesn't mean anything. But if it becomes critical mass in the media, then it becomes a political problem for the White House. I think Tony Fauci's there, and I think once this story comes out in greater detail, now, again, fake news, you guys know anything about fake news?
You are fake news.
Fake news is as much what they don't report as what they do. So, will this see the light of day? Will it be on the Sunday shows? Will it be in the Washington Post, New York Times? Don't count on it. So it's up to, sort of these other media sources to go to it. I also found, I'll talk more about it a little later with Kelly.
I remember when Weekend Update and The Onion were all I had to worry about for fake news.
No.
I don't know where to look.
You are fake news.
Yeah, that's what they are. Chet Pollard is here. Chet is some more with Kelly coming up in a little bit. Steve Alstrom is going to join me, too, at the bottom of the hour. Steve has covered Bison Athletics.
Sports God.
Yeah, he's covered.
I call him Sports God.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah. Oh. So that's a Sports God question.
Well, people are going to give you hate mail now. They're going to be like, Todd,
sorry,
we need a promo.
Small G, right?
Small G with the Sports God, yes. Yeah. But anyway, Steve covered the Bison for decades, and he has an interesting perspective on this question. Should they move up to the FBS or FCS? So we have that, too. And, of course, your questions and comments. Welcome. Get them in, 258-0550, or text us at 701-237-1590. Chet Pollard has been the House Majority Leader, been in the legislature for quite a term, and now has said, enough already. I'm retiring. Chet, thanks for taking some time to chat with us today. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing well. Thank you.
So what's on your mind after this this announcement is now yesterday's news a little bit, and everybody's saying, wow, Chet's leaving, Rich leaving. What's going on? Just tell us a little bit about the thought process behind this.
You know, I've had the pleasure of being the House Majority Leader. Let me first start out by saying I've had the pleasure of being elected by the citizens of District 29 for 6 election cycles. You know, they've had a lot of confidence in me, and I appreciate that. And then the House Republican Caucus put me into the majority leadership position for this is starting my fourth year. And then people are saying, well, you're right there. Why would you stop at the end of this? You know, every time in my career, you know, I worked for a corporate structure for 20 years, and then I left that because I bought a good small mom and pop feed cattle. I love cattle, and I love the ag business. And I knew when I was done there, too, as well. Preventive plant kind of spit that up a little bit. And I'm that way with this, too, as well. I mean, it's been 24 years. District 29 has been very good to me. The Wanzig-Pollard-Headland team has been awesome. But, you know, I just got here. I made this decision quite a while ago, and I just didn't tell any about it. But, you know, you get to the point that if you can't do it 100% in this business, you shouldn't do it. Like I said when I announced my retirement, all of us legislators, boy, we're all kind of type A personalities. And if you can't be at the top of your game, you will get run over. And I firmly believe that. I tried not to have my leadership position that way at all. I tried to work by consensus, you know, get people come in, talk. Now, there's times when you can't do that, and that's just the way it is. And so I've got some folks not happy about that. That's just the way it is. And so it was just my time, Scott. I just felt that. I also said when I ran this thing, and I can think of a few individuals I said this to, you know, if I do this for 20 years and if the voters want to elect me back in, I'll do it. Well, I was fortunate that they elected me for a sixth time. And so I do not want to be classified as a lifer. And I've always, that's a philosophy I've had, whether it's in a leadership position or whether it's for the legislature. And I've tried to abide by that. You know, I know I've disappointed a lot of people. I probably made some people happy too. That's just the way it is. So
I don't think anybody can listen to your explanation for this and not respect the heck out of you for the service you have had and also the decision to step down at the top as a leader. And, you know, sort of the same thing with Rich Wardner. Just there comes a time. And I think anybody that sees the rhythm of what's happened, you know, the last number of sessions and, you know, the enormous amount of decisions that had to be made, money spent and everything else, and didn't say, you know, there's a lot of been there, done that. You guys can check a lot of boxes, so I guess a time to pass the baton. What are you most proud about? What is something that you're going to look back and say, gosh, we really did some good there?
You know, well, Scott, actually, I read one. I've got to be on the Rob Port show here, too, but you had an article in there last weekend, and you had like 5 points on there. And, you know, I looked at that and I said, you know what? We started down that path and I think we can be pretty damn proud about that. And the legislature's done that. You know, I have some concerns about things. What's the direction of the legacy fund? What's the direction of the legacy fund earnings? Cause I'm not wild about going after that principle, but we can do those. And I looked at the 5 points in the article and I'm kind of proud to say we're working down that pathway. I'm also proud of the way that Representative Schmidt, myself, Representative Sorbog, I'm sorry, Senator Sorbog and Senator Wardner, we did the bonding bill to get the FM diversion out of the way, you know, and to help mine not flood. I know we're not done with that, but that helps us down the road a long ways here. I'm proud of the infrastructure stuff we've done. So, and of course, there's always a lot more work to do, but I'm proud of those facts, truly am. And it's because of the legislature working that way and doing it. You know, the legislature, a lot of people like to give the legislative folks a little bit of static. Hey, I understand that. But you don't govern by saying yes all the time. You don't govern by saying no all the time. And so there's some decisions and things that got to be done. And I'm proud of that, really am. I have
Tim-
to go back to your beginning song too, because I think of a small town, and I think of Pingree and Carrington, and that's where I'm from.
And proud of it. where the stars and stripes fly, and the small towns of North Dakota are full of so much wisdom and so many good people. And, you know, you need leaders from those towns to step up and be citizen legislators. Tim in Jamestown, let's get you in quick here for chat. Go ahead, Tim.
Just want to say thank you for retiring, because now we can finally put warriors into office that want to fight the culture war versus taking media sound bites and allegations and turning it, weaponizing it against your own conservative members.
So, oh, my goodness.
And Scott, I don't have a problem with that. You know, there's folks out there that way, too, as well. And I can look at the job I've done, and I'm fine with that. And I can look good about that. Now, there's some other folks that think that, hey, that's the way it is.
No, I realize that. And you're a big man about that. This leftover angst and anger over the Luke Simons thing just continues to be a very loud minority who don't realize that all Luke Simons had to do is say two words, I apologize, and he'd still be there. So it's just crazy. But, Chet, thank you. Look forward to a longer conversation. We both have more time. Appreciate your service.
End of year means a lot to your farm business, and High Plains Apache may have that used sprayer you need, like a 2009 Hardy Commander 4400 pull-type sprayer, or a 2002 Red Ball 670 pull-type sprayer, or a 2018 Apache AS1030 self-propelled sprayer. It's the right place and the right time for used sprayers you're looking for. The 2022 models are ready for you, too, with product, parts, and service. End-of-year deals means an easier next year. High Plains Apache Sprayers at highplainsapache.com.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance. That's my agent. I want him to be yours, too. DJ, tell folks what you're most excited about with this new farm program you have.
Farm operations are set up as entities, a lot of different things going on a farm. We have the ability to insure all of that under one policy. We can customize it to really fit their needs and protect them how they need to be protected.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641, djcoulter.com. North Dakota Truck Wash, the Bakken's premier all-in-one location stop for all of your vehicle's wash needs. Commercial vehicles, standard semis, work trucks, pickup trucks, SUVs, and even motorhomes. Plus, you won't find better customer service anywhere. Find North Dakota Truck Wash conveniently located behind Senex in Stanley on the truck bypass. Open 7 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, or call 628-1550. 628-1550. Online at ndtruckwash.com. Action Movers is hiring. Warehousemen, movers, packers, drivers, Bismarck, Fargo, Minot. No experience necessary. Part-time, full-time positions available. All you need to do is pass a background check. If you have a Class A CDL, wow, what an opportunity. Never been a better time to join the moving industry. Offering one of the most lucrative compensation plans they've ever had. For employee drivers, owner-operators, local, regional, over-the-road opportunities, including a program to help you become an owner-operator. Find out more at their offices in Bismarck, Fargo, or Minot, or call 566-5532. Action Movers.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Brought to you by Action Movers. Tell you what, local move? Remember Action Movers. They have this great deal where they'll bring you one of those little shipping containers, and you kind of, okay, I'm going to put this here and that there, and that's going to go to Goodwill and, you know, give you the time. I've moved before, and it's stressful, right? I mean, the moving truck shows up, and you're like, oh, my gosh, here we go. They'll do that. They do moves all across the USA, but they also do great local move rate with the pros, two men and a truck. Just tell them, hey, Scott said I can have two men in a truck. What's the deal? Lowest local move rate around. Also, their drivers are professionally trained and background checked as well. Action Movers, North Dakota's best moving company since 1932. Family owned, veteran owned. Call them at 566-5532. All right. More of our conversation with Kelly Armstrong in just a moment here. Fred and Wing wanted a quick comment on chat. Go ahead, Fred.
I just wanted to say, Chet, just because you're hanging up the harness don't mean you won't be around pasturing once in a while, Chet. I just want to say goodbye. Work with your dad, and I've known Chet over the years, and as I think about between Pingree and Wing, the amount of intellectual power that's come out of that area because of Chet, what he's done, and other people around there, and all the people think these little tiny towns like that don't have no history and no wonderful stuff to talk about. Oh, if we could just sit and talk to you all for an hour. And so I wish him all the best.
Well said, Fred. Thank you. Texter says, I agree with that caller that called in at the end for Chet. Why the hell did you cut him off? Chet also voted against Second Amendment rights. Politicians like him are the reason there's a fight inside the Republican Party. Shake my head. First of all, the caller got his comment in. The music was playing, and nobody was cut off. It was the end of the conversation, but I was disgusted by it. You know, come on. That's not the time for it when somebody's announcing their retirement and going through 26 years of service, 24 years of service, six elections. I mean, just have some decency, people. Come on. Fred, I'm glad you shared that comment. Appreciate it. So let's finish with Kelly Armstrong. We were just talking about what kind of investigation power the Congress can have without, you know, any majorities right now and what they're going to do if they get it.
Yeah, I think it's important to recognize we're going to have an opportunity to do this while President Biden is still in the White House, because I think unfortunately what happens is when you have the same party in charge in Congress and the same party in charge in the executive branch, they don't want you investigating their own agencies. So we're going to have a 2-year window to do this, and I think it's absolutely essential, because I think leadership at the DOJ has become really, really tainted, and it's not only frustrating to me, but it's frustrating to their officers on the ground all across the country.
So it's January 12th today. You're talking about an election that comes in November. You're confident that this is a no-brainer. You're gonna have that ability and that Republican majority come November?
Absolutely not. I'm an ex-baseball player, our baseball coach, state party chairman, and criminal defense attorney. I don't think anybody should measure the grapes. We still got to do our job. We got to go out there. We got to hold the messaging accountable. And every single candidate across the country has to do the work it takes to get elected. But yeah, I mean, I like our odds if we do all those things.
Another texter says, what's on my mind today is why the January 6th committee is not calling the truck drivers, mailmen, poll workers, that testified at state houses that ballots were being dumped and other nefarious actions were being done, such as double running ballots, running mail-in ballots that were never folded and so on. Those people and their testimony is what has me and others fired up.
Yeah, and, you know, listen, the reality is when you're doing those types of things in Congress, that's about the appropriate place. It's the court systems in those states and those issues. I'm really interested in why the January 6th committee has completely and utterly closed off Speaker Pelosi's office to any inquiries as far as why we weren't prepared for what happened that day. And you can't have a full and total investigation if the person in charge of securing the Capitol and her office is not allowed to be part of the inquiry.
Two other issues before I let you go, and two texters have a version of this question. One says, I saw on the Newsmax ticker this morning that Senator McConnell supported Mike Rounds' recent comments that the 2020 election was completely fair and on the up and up. I'd like to know what the South Dakota listeners think of that and why in the world these rhinos from deep red states would test the massive mega base going forward. In response to that comment, President Trump has called Mike Rounds a jerk. And so somebody wants us to ask you what you think about Trump calling Mike Rounds a jerk.
Well, I don't know Mike Rounds. I don't think Mike Rounds is a jerk. I think we all get baited into this a lot. There's no such thing as a completely fair election and a completely clean election. As long as we've had elections in the United States, they've never been completely fair and completely clean. The problem becomes is that there is simply, I mean, listen, I spent a lot of time in courtrooms all across the country. You don't have to agree with them, and they're not always right because they're smartest, but they're right because they're last. And we are moving towards the next election and dealing with those things. And the reality is the 2020 election is behind us. We need to make sure that we secure North Dakotans, secure North Dakota elections, and we don't allow the federal government to be in charge of it. We got to go win the next one.
Last question for you. We talked earlier about Tony Fauci should be fired. You told me during a break about a story I hadn't heard about yet, but it's what Congress does when you're able to get some documents and some things. You piece some pieces of the puzzle together. We all remember very well the letter that came from the Attorney General Merrick Garland trying to put a chilling effect on parents going to school board meetings. Absolutely ridiculous. Sounds like we know more about that. Should the firings continue here?
Absolutely, and I think this story is only going to get hotter and hotter. The most favorable way I could say this is it appears that there was coordination from the Department of Education and the School Board Association in how to ask Attorney General Garland for that letter. It sounds a lot more like collusion to me, and if that was occurring with one end of the Biden administration coordinating with another group to get a criminal terrorist investigation with the other administration, that is absolutely unacceptable, and to be honest, I think the Secretary of Education should resign, and I think Attorney General Garland should have to answer some really hard questions.
Well, isn't Garland really caught in a lie? So you know enough from these documents.
I'm not sure how much he knew about it. You can silo this stuff off from each other, but that's why I'm saying I know. It appears that the Secretary of Education was coordinating with the National School Board Association to send a letter to Garland. If Garland was aware of this was all going on and then did that announcement, yeah, then we've got real problems. But I'm not willing to jump and say he knew about it yet, but if he did know about it, then yeah, I think he should resign as well.
And if they don't, should they be fired? Is it that serious?
Well, this is as hot a button issue that has occurred across the country for the last year and a half. And if you are having the federal government try and push down opposition at the local level by calling people terrorists, then yeah. And if you're colluding to do that in an organized way and not being outright and forthright with it, yeah. But I mean, yes, I think resignations would be absolutely important. Should be part of this conversation. But listen, nobody resigned or got held accountable on our withdrawal from Afghanistan either. I mean, it's the unaccountability is pretty amazing. And if it would have happened 3 years ago, it would have been national news all day, every day.
Thanks, Kelly.
Thanks.
He's so right.
Spot on.
Unbelievable. Yeah. There's a lot there, folks. I hope you're paying attention to all this. A little bit of an update on a road situation north of Fargo. Reynolds, I-29, milepost 121. Traffic incident that happened there that is blocking traffic. Motorists now need to exit I-29 northbound at exit 111 and take North Dakota 200 west to North Dakota 18, north to North Dakota 15, east to I-29. So follow the traffic. You shut down one lane of I-29, and you'll have a little bit of a mess there. So, again, that's the problems at mile marker 121 near Reynolds, exit at 111. More coming up.
At India State Services, your family is always the winner, each and every time. Give your family the gift of a peaceful private estate settlement today. They'll be so grateful and glad you did. Call us today. Don't delay. That's 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you very much. God bless you and your family, and we'll talk to you soon. Thank you.
America at War. Rioters in Portland being released without charges. Citizens' First Amendment rights are being denied. For heaven's sake, a sitting president was silenced. Industry with a stroke of a pen is destroyed, where lives are forever changed, and their ability to provide for their family's welfare taken in an instant. Let us first kneel in our closets and ask God to disclose our own need for change. Then let us fight. Let us fight and install a flagpole. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Consumer Price Index was released by the Bureau of Labor Statistics Wednesday, and it's not good. The December CPI report shows a 7% increase since President Trump left office. A 7% increase is a number not seen in nearly 30 years. The president and vice president were in Atlanta, Georgia Tuesday, pushing a partisan bill to nationalize elections in America and doing away with the Senate filibuster rule.
I believe the threat to our democracy is so grave that we must find a way to pass these voting rights bills. Debate them. Vote. Let the majority prevail. And if that bare minimum is blocked, we have no option but to change the Senate rules, including getting rid of the filibuster for this.
Democrat Senator Joe Manchin thinks killing the filibuster is a bad idea.
We need some good rule changes to make the place work better, but getting rid of the filibuster doesn't make it work better.
USA Radio News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by friends with Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Oh, now you're talking.
Can you think of another time when you hear every second of every day in any newscast, COVID, Omicron? I mean, you know, are cases going up? Yes. And by the way, I want some new data on this because I heard today on ABC News on WDAY. I was listening to Bonnie and Friends this morning. Sorry, Kev, I cheated on you a little bit there, buddy.
That's all right.
And All in the Family.
All
right?
In the Family.
And it was an ABC News report that said all these cases are happening. And, you know, again, some version of you just get vaccinated, it wouldn't happen because you are 17 times more likely to die and 20 times more likely to be hospitalized if you don't have the vaccine. Now, what I want to know is, does that statistic have anything to do with Omicron? Because Omicron is the one that's spiking the cases, and everything I've seen says less hospitalizations and less of all the bad stuff, like dying, ventilators, everything else. So are we updating the data to that? And by the way, I asked the question yesterday, I'm waiting for an answer, of a top health professional. Of all the people that have died or have been like in ICU units, the worst of the worst COVID patients, did they have therapies? Or did their doctor go, you know, ivermectin, you can't have ivermectin, what are you, crazy? It's a horse dewormer, you know, like, I just want to know, you know, because I think that's, I'm vaccinated, folks, and I believe that listening to my doctor's advice, which evolved a little bit, once the variants came, was the best thing for me to do. I don't apologize for that. I made a personal health decision to do that. The mandates are ridiculous. They are counterproductive. And I want real data. Because I do believe today, if you look at a snapshot of data, who's in the hospital, how many are in the ER, how many have died, the vast majority of them have not been vaccinated. Okay? I think that's a fair stat. But how is that evolving day to day with these other variants? So, anyway, these are debates we hear all the time. My point is this. The one thing you can do that's an absolute no-brainer is improve your immune system and to really lean into your health. Vitamin D, zinc, are you in the hot tub? Are you in the sauna? So, if you want to boost your immune system in 2022, trust me on this one thing. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2 is the place for you. West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, or online at hotspringspasandpooltables2.com. We're going to wrap up the show today by finishing strong on the question of should the NDSU Bison make the jump from FCS to FBS? We're going to reveal the tally of that question to our audience. Our next guest is going to say maybe that's the wrong question. Maybe the question should be asked, can they move up? to FBS. Think about that a moment. While you do, before I introduce him, Dana in Valley City, give me your best minute. Dana, you've been waiting for a while, so take it away, sir.
Yes, thank you, Scott. When I had a different topic I was going to talk about. When I heard the congressman talk so nonchalantly about having to move on from 2020 and that every election has problems, Scott, I take great offense to that. We had a stolen election, and look where our country is at, Scott. Are we operating very well right now? Are we? $30 trillion in debt? And I'm supposed to just move on from 2020? I said that is complacent, and it's insulting. So he's going to come back here and ask me for my vote. And he talks about accountability. We saw Fauci on display yesterday, those other people from the DOJ and the FBI. They operated with absolute impunity, lying, arrogance. Those problems were not created in the last 2 years. 37 years of unaccountability, oversight without accountability, Scott. I am so offended by what the Congress, move on from 2020, a huge festering wound. We're supposed to just take a stolen election, and if you talk about that, you're crazy. I don't know what the heck this guy is thinking. I'm tired of addressing all these little teensy-weensy issues and not talking about the big ones.
Great point.
I cannot solve problems without taking care of the big ones. And I'll tell you what, that congressman, he should be ashamed, and you should be ashamed for not calling him out on that.
That's just what Lindell said, too. Yep.
Well, again, my job isn't to interrupt every member of Congress that comes on the program. But
Scott, just move on.
No, I don't want to move on. Do you hear me moving on? I have a different...
You let him say that without challenging him.
Well,
Just move on.
No, but gosh, you know what's interesting here, Dana? I heard some things in what Kelly was saying that says we have real problems to fix. I heard him say the states have to fix them. All right,
yes,
so
can I say one more thing, Scott? He also said every election has problems. So that's just, it's okay.
No, I think he's saying, you know, that's not okay. I think we heard different things there. Tell you what, I promise we'll do, Dana. We'll break down the exact comments from Kelly Armstrong on the 2020 election. And Kevin was as outraged as you were. I heard some positive in the concern from Congressman Armstrong. But we have a guest waiting, so I'm going to move on this topic. But your passion, your anger of what happened, I'm with you 100%. 100%. The question's the remedy. And the question is exposing it, and how do we do that? And I don't think Kelly Armstrong was as far from you as he thought he was in that comment, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you and Kevin are right to be outraged. We'll break it down, okay? Kevin, just remind me we'll do that
before
the end of the week. Thanks, Dana. Joining us now on the program is a friend of mine, a business partner of mine, but most importantly here today as someone that has covered the NDSU Bison for decades. Steve Hallstrom, he's the president of Flag Family Media.
Maybe he's not old, Scotty.
Well, we both are. You know?
We
both are.
Sports guy with a small G.
And you're younger than I am, so, what am I, the second oldest guy here? Third oldest guy. I can't remember. Todd's got me by a couple of days, but Kevin's got us all. Anyway. Yeah, there you go. Yeah, we're pretty close. You made me think earlier today when you said you're asking the wrong question. Should the Bison make the move?
Didn't mean to be a jerk about it.
No, it was a good discussion. And you said the real question is, could they move? What did you mean by that?
Yeah, so there are only 10 FBS football conferences out there. Five are what they call the Power Five. Those are the big boys, the Big Ten, Big 12, ACC, then SEC. Then in the lower five, you've got what they call the Group of Five. And that's the Mountain West, the American, Conference USA, Sun Belt, those guys. Okay, it doesn't matter if you want to move up. If they don't give you an invitation, there's nowhere for you to go. The NCAA has said, we will not take any division or FBS independents anymore. Notre Dame did it for a long time. So they're just saying, we're not going to do that anymore. So you've got to have a conference that wants to invite you to come before you can really go. Now, you've got to position yourself to be there. You've got to show that you've got a football stadium that can hold 15,000 people. You've got to show that you've got the finances to do it. You've got the facilities and all those good things. So you can put yourself in a position for, you know, to get someone to ask you to dance at the dance. But until someone says, hey, are you interested in joining our conference, you don't really have anywhere to go.
But it's, you know, that could have been said about the Bison and the move from you know, 1AA to the current place, right?
I mean, Division 2 to 1AA, is that what you're talking about? Okay, so at that time, it was not against the rules to go as an independent. That's what they in South Dakota State did. You might remember UND and USD, South Dakota. They were asked by South Dakota State and North Dakota State, hey, you guys want to do this?
That's
all
right.
Four of us and go. And they said no, and that led to a lot of bad blood over many years, as you well know.
Yeah.
So it is different than it was back in the Division 2 days.
I guess my point is, and maybe I'm being totally Pollyanna on this and just too much of a go-go-go North Dakota kind of guy, but why wouldn't we swing for those fences? Why wouldn't we do everything in our power to get somebody to invite us, to start fundraising, to show we have the power? Why wouldn't we go for it?
I think what you're seeing now is them doing as much of that as they can. And I thought your conversations, by the way, with Chris Kleiman and Gene Taylor last week were some of the best conversations out of this that I've heard in a long time, because both of those guys said, I think they could do it. And I've not heard guys like that come out and say it that openly. Usually, especially Gene Taylor, I mean, they're pretty, you know, buddy-buddy with their other ADs. They're usually like, yeah, you know, they got some things going for. But the fact that they were like, they could do it, I think means that maybe behind the scenes there are some conversations going on. NDSU's fundraising for a new indoor football practice facility, I think they've got that figured out now. They've got a football stadium that can meet that requirement, check the boxes, and most importantly, they are competitive in football and men's basketball, which are the only two sports that really matter to the NCAA.
I trust your business acumen with my life, and that's been proven as the fact that he's our business partner here, and I'd probably be in the poorhouse if he wasn't president of our company. He runs a great company. So just let me ask you on a business, you know, if you look at the business side of this, you just look at the P&L and knowing, correct me if I'm wrong, but if they did move, they'd probably have to move all the sports, and you know, obviously football would generate a ton of money, and they
right.
get, you know, TV contracts and everything else. Does this make business sense to do it?
That's a huge question and a good one. They're going to have to do those projections. Now, you're talking about, I want to say that NDSU's budget is maybe $15 million a year. If you look at what Ohio State is, I want to say they're like $80 to $90 million a year. So can you raise that kind of money? I think Fargo can raise more money than people think. Just look at what NDSU is now versus what it used to be, and who thought they could be able to do what they're doing now. But that's a huge deal. You're going to have to do a lot of studies about this and try to figure out, can we raise that kind of money? You're going to have, you know, people coming in, better teams. You'll be able to schedule, you know, opponents that are maybe more fun to watch than what NDSU is able to do now. That's a lot of expense, and only NDSU administration can answer that as they do their own fact finding.
Steve, when you talk about like Big 12 or, you know, Ohio State or Oklahoma or any of these huge programs, do you need to raise as much money if they get, let's say, an invite to the Mountain West? Does it take as much money or?
About the same, Kevin, yeah.
Okay.
So the deal you get with any of those conferences is you're going to have to travel. And that's one of the big knocks against NDSU. It's not easy to get here. I mean, there's an airport here and all that stuff. But geographically, it's a stretch there. So if you're talking about the travel piece of it, that travel is going to be about the same because they're going all over the place.
Right.
It doesn't require more money to get to one than the other, although if you're going to be competitive in the Big 12. And by the way, NDSU is not going to get an invitation directly from one of the Power 5 conferences.
No.
They're not going to do that. It would have to be one of these group of five conferences that takes them. Much like you've seen James Madison's now going, that's I think, the big reason the fans around here are getting antsy about it.
Yeah.
Because their biggest rival, I don't care what you say about South Dakota State, James Madison is NDSU's biggest FCS rival in football. And when they see teams like that, Appalachian State, Coastal Carolina, Troy, Georgia Southern, those are all the former powerhouses in 1AA football. They're all in the Sun Belt now. That's what I think is making people antsy. So, Kevin, I don't think that's a bigger
point.
Difference
okay.
On the travel.
Call me just you know, the guy with just ridiculous you know, vision on this. Big 12, I think, would be so cool. But I get, you know, it's not an easy ask of the president. So that's something we're going to talk about when we come back. And we'll give you the tally, too, on just what the listeners think. We've been asking this as well. So more Steve Hallstrom on this question and the big reveal. What do the people think about this idea? The listeners and the What's On Your Mind family. Brought to you today by our friends at Advanced Business Methods, based right here where we live. That means your money stays right here in the good old economy of North Dakota. And don't forget, today's printers, they're like high-end computers, so you need the pros. ABMNow.com, ABMNow.com.
At Collins & Cronk, Raymond James, we are privileged to have our clients let us be a part of their lives. They share their families with us and their close friends. We get to help them develop their dreams and curb their fears. We are so grateful to have this honored and important role in their lives. This holiday season reminds us once again how important family is, and we are thankful to be a part of yours.
Merry Christmas from all of us at Collins & Cronk, and a prosperous new year.
Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James. A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess. A global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess. Working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
Hi, Gus here from Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North. Due to the lack of the moisture in the soil, we've been experiencing more calls regarding foundation movement. Lack of moisture causes soil to contract and pull away from your foundation. If you notice dirt pulling away from your home, you'll need to make sure that you don't have bigger issues. Cracks in your sheetrock or outside walls, sloped floors, sticking doors and windows. Contact us today at 701-280-7038. Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, your complete foundation experts.
Ever tried one of the delicious 18th Street sandwiches? You can find them at PetroServe USA, and they're a dollar off all month long. Actually, everything's great at PetroServe USA. Home cook and grab-and-go convenience, 4-for-4 deal with a gooey, awesome hot stuff personal pan pizza. Two cookies and a 20-ounce drink, four items, $4 all day, every day at PetroServe USA. PetSafe Ice Melt is $8.99, Balsa Blankets $9.99, and assorted Hershey's candy bars, 2 for $1. PetroServe USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Get your horns out!
What's on your mind? Powered by Schwann, Buick, GMC.com. Busy market all down the used inventory. The gigantic indoor used car sale is coming up this Saturday. Don't miss this annual event. In 70-degree comfort, shop over 90 used cars, trucks, and sport utilities. All marked down. All makes, all models, many local trades. 8 vehicles under 10 grand. 4x4 starting at $49.99. Cars starting at $499. Hurry in for the best selection. The doors open at 8 a.m. sharp this Saturday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on the strip at Schwann Buick GMC.
11 before the top of the hour. Texter referring to an exchange between Chet Pollard, the majority leader, who announced he's leaving the House and leaving the leadership position earlier, said, I agree with that caller 100%. So we're allowed to tell you what's on our mind only until you get offended, Scott. You get these guests on, you coddle them and throw softballs and cut off callers who criticize them. It's hard to take you seriously. Again, nobody got cut off. The comment was made, but I tell you what, maybe we'll fire up the Hate Hannon hotline here. So if you want to add in on that topic, and all you got to do is call 855-200-1776. I welcome criticism. I do. But you're not going to offend me. Radio talk show host since 1986. You get thick skin. Appreciate the comment. 855-200-1776. Okay, back with more. Steve Hallstrom covered the Bison for decades now, our Flake family prez, getting us to think about the business side of this. So my utopian, hey, let's just wait for the Big 12. Let's lean in. Look at the geography of the Big 12. Man, I want to be there. I want to be with some of those teams. Is that like just total fantasy?
Yeah, so those Power 5 conference presidents, when they get together in a room, there's two things that matter to them. One is money, and two is prestige. Media markets have a big part of that. As much as we love Fargo, we love Bismarck, we love Grand Forks, the Big 12 college presidents don't really want to get into the Fargo media market. That's not a big deal for them. They just added four teams. They haven't started, but they're coming. And those four teams are in Cincinnati, Orlando, Houston, and then the other one is BYU, who's in Provo, Utah. But they've got their own contract with ESPN already. So that's the kind of game you're playing there. So it's just a different level of school. As much as we love NDSU and we think it's great, and UND and whatever school you've got ties to, the rest of the world just doesn't see them the same we do, same way as we do, because of the money issue and the prestige issue.
Yeah, TV market's a very good point. If I looked at Mountain West or Big 12, are there any market sizes comparable
in Fargo? Oh,
how do we stack up against the you know? Are there any others you could say, well, that's a Fargo, that's the same kind of media market?
Oh, well, you could go to the Big 12 and say Ames, Iowa, with Iowa State. That's about Fargo size, but they're in already, right?
Yeah.
So now you're looking at where else are you going? Yeah, you know, Laramie, Wyoming, where Craig Bohl is at right now. NDSU dwarfs that. You can't even find a good Costco in Laramie, Wyoming. So it's not so much about who's there already. It's about what do you offer in terms of the prestige and the money to come in. And one thing I want to say about Kevin's question, too, I looked up budgets, and Kev, you asked about the cost.
Yeah.
It's a little more than I thought it was. Ohio State's budget is $95 million. Boise State's going to be about $60 during this upcoming year.
Okay.
And that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Your football coaches, they
right.
cost you $10 million
exactly.
a year instead of two.
Yeah.
Basketball, $5 million instead of one. So there's a little more spread than I thought.
What should the Bison do, knowing that the fan base is getting a little itchy? As you mentioned, Gene Taylor and Chris Kleiman's comments struck me by surprise because they were so, you know, they really leaned into that question, didn't even hesitate. What would be your advice to the athletic department?
Well, I'd be shocked if Matt Larson isn't doing this already, but is calling all of those university presidents, getting a lunch, getting a round of golf with them, and saying, hey, we are in a position where we think there's an opportunity for us. We know the limitations. We know the geography. We know all that. But we think we can raise the money. How do we get attractive enough to get on your radar, get on your desk card? They're going to have to build the facilities. They're going to have to make everything they have look like a palace. That's going to cost some money. They're going to have to spend money on all the things. And they've done a pretty good job with that cost of tuition and all that they've done already. They're just going to have to invest big time in what they're doing already to make themselves look as pretty as they can.
Very interesting debate. Very interesting. No harm in that, right? Go out there and raise some money.
You're not doing your job if you're not asking those questions right now. And then you hope that somewhere along the line somebody says, hey, you know, would you like to come to the Mountain West? And then you got to figure out how you're going to get your women's soccer team to Hawaii for a conference game.
But you've already proven you can raise the money to get into the game with the kind of budgets that they would need to do it, right? You've demonstrated that already before even having a serious conversation.
Well, you haven't demonstrated you can get to $60 million. So NDSU can leverage money. There's no doubt about that.
I'm saying the fundraising has to track the conversations. You're proving that, you know, hey, we can do this. We started down this path. Look at the support we're getting. You'd really have to demonstrate that before they say yes, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I think if you want to be serious, you get your fundraising up to $40, $45 million. And if for no other reason, you just put it away and say we have it, or you keep investing in your facility.
All right, here's the big reveal. Chris Larson has been crunching numbers. I think he's got Ide Bailey on this something fierce, and it's been crazy the amount of texts and comments that have come in on this. What percentage say the NDSU Bison should go to the F FBS. Chris Larson, lay it on me.
Scotty, I don't have a percentage, but I've got a majority have said yes.
So it does tip to the balance of yes. And is it slight? Is it large? Is it?
No, it's slight. I mean, I'm going to say 55-45. It's slight, Scott.
No was leading yesterday.
I know.
So you got your yes votes in today.
Well, the yes led on Monday. And then no went to pretty big the other way. So very interesting. Who's the winner? Who do we select for the? Listen to what we did. We said let's go pick out anything they wanted. PetroServe USA, official convenience store, the NDSU Bison. Who won, Chris?
Well, I don't have a name on it, Scott, but we've such good texters, so.
We're going to let that person know, and we'll call them on the show tomorrow. How about that? PetroServe USA, home of home cooking, grab and go convenience. See you tomorrow, folks. God bless. Bye-bye.
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.